Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's a Wednesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, buddy? Or female buddy,
doing
I'm sorry.
Good, buddy.
We're all thrown off. Kimmy and I were arguing. She forgot to turn the mics up on time. That was my fault because we're arguing about who's got the best gossip in the building. And the answer is not who Kimmy says they do. It is... I mean, it's funny, man. We're like celebrating an 84 degree day.
Yes.
Oh, it's cooling down to 84.
It's down 10 degrees.
71 degrees right now. It's going to be partly cloudy, and then tomorrow the rain show up, which is good.
Oh, yeah, we could use it, buddy.
But I say we can't. Even with all the heat, like the ground is still soaked from those rains last week. Tomorrow will be your golden day, rain and 75. Soak that in.
Okay.
Enjoy that weather, and hopefully we stop bursting into flames when we walk outside. Can I talk to you guys about something with my wife?
Yeah, sure.
And here's the thing. Everyone listening, be cool.
Yeah.
Everyone be cool.
I'm cool.
Last night, I'm getting ready for bed, and my wife, who was outside working on her plants.
Yeah, the garden.
Yeah. She comes inside. She goes, I feel like I should let you know what just happened outside.
The hell happened?
Okay, so according to my wife, two women, in skirts walked up the driveway. Mormons.
It's never a good sign.
No.
It's always like this is gonna be a long conversation, isn't it?
Yeah. So Mormon women. I knew we had a problem right up front because she tells me these two girls in skirts walk up the driveway.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, Mormons, and she goes, no, they told me that they don't call themselves Mormons. That was a name put on them. They belong to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, okay.
That seems much longer to say than
it is, and that's a true thing. It's
well, they already had the checks printed. So,
well, it is like we're in our room.
Yeah.
No one.
Yeah.
There's no Mormons here.
Yeah.
No one's gonna get upset. So my wife then tells me, my wife is a very kind person, polite person, and she tells me that she talked to these girls for like 10 minutes.
Oh yeah.
In our yard, 10 minutes.
Yes. Okay.
And that's bad enough
because,
like, you've read the book, If You Give a Mouse a Cookie.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right? If you let someone from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints talk to you for a little while, they're going to want to keep coming back. And
anybody that walks up your driveway with a clipboard.
Yeah.
No matter what's going on.
I'm with you.
Do not engage them.
I'm with you. So my wife then tells me, well, she had to go inside. And when she told the girls, the women outside, that she had to go inside, they had asked her, do you mind if we come back sometime? To which my wife responded, sure.
Yeah, let's get together again and I'll, you know, cook something.
So I freaked out.
Yeah.
And I go, do you realize what you've just done? Yeah. And she's like, what? I'm
you're
just being
on
polite.
The list.
We're on a list.
Yep.
We're on a Mormon
you're
list.
You're on that clipboard now, buddy.
I don't have Donny Osmond knocking on my front door.
Well, that would be cool.
No, it wouldn't. Not.
I would listen to Donny Osmond for 10 minutes.
Okay. And you're in the Church of Jesus
Maria,
Christ.
Maria, 12 minutes.
Kimmy doesn't know who Marie. It's Marie, not Maria.
By the way, she looks phenomenal.
Can we calm down over there?
Her body and her face
you
are.
When was the last time you saw her?
What's that?
When was the last time you saw either of them?
She's in a pharmaceutical that runs at night.
You know,
stand corrected.
All the hottest of television appearances, a pharmaceutical ad.
She's pretty tight, bro, but anyway.
My wife invited these Mormon girls back to the house because she didn't know how to not talk to them.
Yes.
It's so hard because I know your wife. Was just trying to be polite.
Yeah, you don't want to be rude.
It's two young girls, and they come in super polite. So it's like, it's hard to fight the urge to to be nice.
Okay. Can I ask a sincere question?
Yeah.
Because, you know, look, man, whatever religion, that doesn't bother me. Like, you do you, as long as you're not hurting anybody else. Just, I don't have to hear about it, right?
It's not. But it's a sales pitch.
Okay, yes, I know. They're trying to convert people, which I explained to my wife, and she's like, no.
Yes, that's all it is a sales pitch.
Why else would they do it? They're not selling you a timeshare.
Yeah, right.
So, like, okay, but to your point, like, the whole, like, you have to be nice.
Yeah.
Why? Why do you have to be nice?
I don't know. It's just.
She wants to support
nature?
Young women, maybe?
No, that did not come out of her mouth at all.
Right. It's not so much that. I mean, it's like you said, it's usually like kids, right? Like
so
teenage,
she said these girls
like
were
younger,
in their like early
young adults.
20s.
Yeah.
Like college kids.
And you don't... Again, they come in so friendly and so nice that you feel like you're being an ass by like being rude
but
to
what's
them.
Wrong with being an ass in that situation? Because, look, again, if this works for you, I'm happy for you. God bless, right? But I want no part of this, one.
Yeah.
I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
I don't want you back at my house again. Why isn't it appropriate for me, if they will not take the hint, for me to be rude in that situation? Is that is it inappropriate?
I think you just say no thanks and walk away. If they start... not getting a hint, then I think you can be an ass.
No, yeah, I'm not saying like right away, shut up, stupid.
No, but I think you give them a, you know, no thanks, I'm good. And then if they keep going, then I think you could just unload on them.
I just don't get why my wife didn't say no thanks, I'm good. Because I think we're Mormon
it
now.
Also, it also sucks because she was outside, so she was caught off guard. So it's not like she could avoid them in the first place, right? Like she was already out there.
Yeah, but you could just say no thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thank you.
And unloading on somebody, it make you feel good. But now, you know, like that misdirected anger, you know, like you got it inside you. You just take it out on them for a minute. And then you thank them.
Okay, then you just got to hope that they didn't pick the right religion. So, like, if you die and go to heaven one day, like, that's seriously. Getting played back. Like, you're Albert Brooks.
Need a little
every day,
insurance.
I wake up and pray that there is no God.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Last night, my wife, trying to be polite, working out in her garden, not only engaged with two women from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Mormons, she invited them back to the house because she didn't know what to say when they asked, can we come back, when she was trying to leave. So, and like I'm explaining it, like they keep records. They wrote our address down as like a maybe.
Sucker.
Yeah, like possibly. And like, she gets home late.
Yeah.
So I know I'll be in the middle of my nap.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be in the middle of my nap one day, and I'm going to bing bong, and I'm going to have to go downstairs, and there's going to be two guys, white shirts, black pants, tucked in.
Bicycles.
Hey, so many bicycles. And, like, now here's the thing. Now I can't be a dick because my wife invited them back.
Right.
Like, in the first scenario, if they don't catch the hint, I can be a dick. But because they were invited back, they're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're just doing what my wife said. Fine. And, like, here's the other thing, too,
what's that?
Man. Like, there's an easy way out of this if they show up. I could say, hey, listen, my wife did not understand what was happening, and please don't come back. But then it makes me look like I'm, like, belittling my wife, which I don't mean to be, even though that's exactly what happened.
All right, so you could, like, take another tack.
Okay,
and say, listen, I too am in religion, and this is cool. Could you come help me finish off this sacrifice?
So, see, that's a common. A lot of people think that talking religion, your religion, will make them go away. That's a common
mistake.
They're
prepared for that.
Yeah, they want that.
Yeah.
That sacrifice?
No, they don't want your sacrifice. They want to come in and talk about your religion.
Well, somebody's got to hold the goat.
Okay. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jamie. Hey, Jamie, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, Duffy. How are you?
Good, man. What do you got?
All right. So first, I grew up in Palmyra. So that's where that whole religion started. And I promise you, every day, it's a never, like, every at least twice a week, you get Mormons coming to your door. I'm sorry, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints or whatever they're called now. But what's really funny is when I was a Marine down at Camp Lejeune, they actually came to the barracks.
Man, you think the security would be a little bit better there, Jamie.
Yeah, you would think. But what takes the cake is when they came to my door in particular, I told them, yeah, we used to run, the football team used to run through your sacred grove and run your hill and everything else, and they just went away. Sometimes you just got to be blunt, point blank, and just tell them, not interested, please go away.
No, I mean, that makes sense to me. I just don't get how my wife was like, sure, we'll talk about it. Jamie, good to talk to you, buddy. Thanks for the call, man.
Hey, take care, buddy.
You got to go full leather neck on their ass.
I don't want you. By the way, hey, a little secret to folks trying to get onto Army bases, apparently. Marine bases. Dan writes us.
Yeah.
You were talking about Marie Osmond.
Mm-hmm.
He says, I've met Marie a few times. Tommy is correct. Calm down, Dan. It's not horn up.
She fine, man.
Bro, she's like 70.
No, she's like my age.
Kimmy? Yeah. Like 70. Do
you? I'm in about like my super late 40s.
Bro, you can't even see 40 in four rearview mirrors.
She's 65.
Yeah, she's my age.
Yeah.
And she's tight.
Okay. Please stop.
Why?
This is
why can't I be horny for a woman of my age who was a superstar?
Into a microphone at 6:15 in the morning. I'm not ready for this, man. We're just getting warmed up. Okay? We're just getting warmed up, and I don't need to think about you.
Trying to take your mind off of Mormons.
For God's sakes, fantasizing about a woman who had a reality or a variety show with her little brother.
Yes.
I'm a little bit country. Tommy wants a J.O. to me. All right, so listen. I highly doubt there are any members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, like high in the church,
yeah,
control, like, that are listening.
I hope not.
But if you are...
Just for the church's sake.
If you are one of those people,
yeah,
and you control who shows up where,
yeah,
please don't come back to my house.
All right.
Because we're not...
You went out the...
Yeah.
The call list.
Yes, you guys, you do you.
Right.
Happy for you that you're happy.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm good in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, underwear you have to wear specifically at all times, no caffeine, no nicotine, no alcohol left. That's not me. That is not my style, right?
It's a lot to give up.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's a long life of door knocking, man.
Also, I would love to see, you know.
I want to know the percentage of people
that
they convert.
Thank you.
It's got to be low.
Of course it's low.
It has to be super low.
Like, you would think, like, at this point, like, they've turned to Facebook or something, because I think you could, like, get a lot of people that way.
It kind of feels like they're just doing this to kill time.
Maybe.
Right? Like, if they did Facebook, they'd get to everyone on Facebook in, like, 5 days.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Because,
like, you know, I'm a big, like, sports stats nerd.
Yeah.
And I'm all about efficiency. Like, you can't tell me they convert more than 1% of the people whose doors they knock.
Or even...
Even that.
Like, what percentage of people just stop to hear them out?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Even more bizarre. So they're not the only religion that door knocks, right? Like Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah, they were big for a while.
Kimmy, can you Google this to make sure my memory is correct? Jehovah's Witnesses, I believe, only believe that like 180,000 people will ever get into heaven.
It's like a music festival.
Yeah. It's limited.
Yeah.
But like if that's the case.
And then the rest, what happens to everybody else?
I don't know. I did not get that
far. You think they're already at their max then, right?
Well, no, because they know who's coming.
Only 144,000.
144,000, okay. So, Jehovah's Witnesses will knock on your door and try and convert you.
Yeah.
If I'm in this church and I know only 144,000 of us are getting into heaven,
yeah,
I'm not knocking on any more doors.
Right.
Everyone I
sold out.
Yes, thank you. Everyone I convert,
seriously,
I would think lowers my percentage of getting in the building.
Yes.
Right?
You're screwing yourself over.
It's like getting tickets to a general admission concert, being like, come on, everybody.
So I think somebody at some point who owned my house before us was a Jehovah's Witness, because we still get all the flyers.
Is that the Watchtower?
Mail. What?
I don't know.
I think one of them is the Watchtower, which is in New York City somewhere.
Oh, all along it over there.
What's that?
All along, right there.
The Watchtower? Yeah. With Jimmy.
Well, I was thinking, I'm more of a Dylan Watchtower guy.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Kimmy, you were saying, I'm sorry.
No, I was just
as
saying.
As we do jokes that nobody gets.
No, I was just saying, like, they still, and it had to be somebody, like, way in the past that owned my house that was a Jehovah's Witness, because I don't recognize the name on any of it, but they still flood our mailbox. And,
always be selling. You got to keep pushing.
Always be selling.
Yes.
A-B-P-S.
Selling. Got to close, baby.
You were right. It is the Watchtower.
Is it the Watchtower? Yeah. But I think it's in New York, right?
Official magazine of teachings, blah, 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 blah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You are not legally allowed to have a drink of alcohol in this country until you're 21 years old.
That's right, buddy.
But that rarely happens for people.
Yeah.
You have a sip before. It is a thing.
Experiment.
Most people that wait until 21 to drink don't really drink at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the case we have here.
Okay.
Right? Except this man, it seems, has bucked the trend.
What happened?
Well, as soon as he tasted it, he loved it.
He likey.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Brunch, just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. So the Oklahoma City Thunder won the NBA championship this week.
Yeah.
Right? And a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder, his name is Jalen Williams, had more riding on the game than just a trophy.
What's that?
Jalen Williams is 24 years old,
mm-hmm.
and he had never taken a sip of alcohol in his life.
Man, that's strict.
So in interviews in the past, he said that he had never given into peer pressure, something that never appealed to him, despite the fact that all of his teammates all the time were always trying to get him to drink.
Clean living.
You got it. And he made a deal with his teammate.
Mm-hmm.
He said if they won the championship,
yep.
and this was in the middle of the season,
yeah.
he would finally try alcohol.
All right.
Well, they did. And in the locker room after the game,
yeah.
he got a little taste.
Well, yeah, he did. He said he tried shots,
yeah.
beer, and champagne.
That's a lot to kick it off.
So then, in an interview after the show, after the celebration on SportsCenter, he said that he thought all of it was disgusting and that he was done.
Oh.
Well, something changed in the day between the victory and the victory parade because there is a video of Jalen Williams, a man who had never drank alcohol in his life before, mm-hmm. 24 hours before, getting off the bus for the parade, holding two bottles of the high-end champagne Moet and two bottles of Don Julio tequila.
Oh, man. Damn.
Wait, so he had four bottles in his hand.
Four bottles of liquor, two champagne, two tequila.
He was just having to carry it.
You think that's what it is?
I don't know.
So apparently the bottles were free for the players.
Yeah.
Is it possible he was just like taking it home to have in case somebody else came over? Which would be the cheapest epic thing you could do?
Yeah, but he's a kid.
But he's 24. He's not a kid.
He's 24, and I guess if you haven't really drank till that point, you might really not know what to buy for yourself. So maybe he's like, well, this must be good stuff.
Well,
so
it is. I mean, he's being paid for it.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he's, you know.
So was he drunk getting out the bus? Or was he just walking out the bus?
It looked like he just had the bottles in his hand. And this is when the parade started. So if he was going to take them home, he would have to carry four bottles of liquor through a whole championship parade to bring him back to his house.
Right.
You are a millionaire, man. Could you Google what his Jalen Williams salary or contract in the NBA is? Thank you. Do you remember the age you took your first drink?
Oh, I was a little kid. I mean, I can remember at cocktail parties sneaking sips of people's drink.
At what? Like
I bet you I was seven.
Okay.
Six or seven. That's as far back as I can remember.
That makes sense. Kimmy, do you remember the age you took your first drink of alcohol?
I know I had sips of stuff prior to this, but I remember like the first time like I drank on my own, I was probably like 15 or 16.
Okay. Because I was 14.
Yeah.
And I think everybody remembers that first time, right? Because you're doing something you shouldn't be doing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, knowing that the age of legally drinking alcohol is 21, and that is the age you should wait until, what age do you expect the average person to have their first drink of alcohol?
I'm thinking teenager. Like I got like my grandkids, right? I'm assuming 15, 16, they're going to
start to get curious.
Yeah. Well, cigarettes, all that stuff.
Well, I don't think cigarettes are going to exist.
You find your friend's garage beer fridge.
Yeah. Yeah, weed would show up. It's about that time.
Okay. But it's funny, though. You say teenager. There is a huge difference between a 14-year-old drinking and a 17-year-old drinking. And I know it's only a matter of 3 years, but watching a 14-year-old in the beer with his hand versus like a senior in high school with a beer in his hand, there is a stark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a little kid.
Okay, yeah. But I mean, says kid who was drinking at six.
Well, sippy sips.
Your dad's business partner was buying you pony cans of beer at.
Oh, I was, I think, 10.
Oh, my God. Jalen Williams contract?
4 year, $20 million.
Right. Wow. If he was carrying around free bottles of booze to bring home.
I would have, if I lived in Oklahoma City, I would have to be an alcoholic at 24 years old.
All right, so here's the thing. This kid does not take a sip of alcohol until he's 24 years
old. Yeah, which is amazing, being an athlete at that level and all the temptation that's out there in college, high school.
Absolutely. Do you judge a 24-year-old who doesn't drink?
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Unless you're super religious, that you abstain from that with all that. To my point, that all that temptation.
No, but like you're complimenting him while saying you also judge him.
Yes.
How does that work?
I'm amazed.
But you judge.
Yeah, because you missed out on all. There is a sneaking around drinking as a kid was fun. Getting one over on your parents and your school and stuff like that. That was all sneaking off. Skipping school, getting high, getting drunk was fun.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Can I offer a counterpoint? And I say this, you know, being the same guy you were when I was a kid. How do you know that people that weren't drinking weren't also having fun?
Because that's the best they're going to feel all day, man, when they wake up. It doesn't work that way. You gotta experiment.
Okay, but
that sober person also saw everybody acting like a-holes. Like, it was fun when you were the a-hole and everybody else was drunk around you. But, I'm wondering if, that kid that chose not to drink or that girl that chose not to drink, if she kind of saw that as, they think they're cool, but they're not.
You sound like every 80s teen PSA.
What do you think they call a dope man?
Joey's in a jam. What do we do?
Like, my first sexual experience, I had alcohol in it. You know what I mean? I was getting drunk with her and we had sex. Okay. I remember scoring the beer, sneaking into the car, going to the Burt Reynolds Park.
Classic.
Oh, yeah. And, that whole thing was fun.
But alcohol was not necessary for that.
No, but it made you feel adult.
For you, yes, absolutely.
I think she needed it just to get the taste out of her mouth.
For God's sake.
That's what she said.
It's 6:35 in the morning. God.
That's what she said.
Are we going from, from Marie Osmond to this?
No, but you know what I'm saying? It was all part of the play.
No, I get it. I live the same. And,
but to not have that.
But again, you have no idea what the other side is like.
Okay.
For you to sit here and be like, well, it's disappointing because he had no fun. You don't know that. I mean, the guy made it to the NBA.
Oh, listen, I'm sure, but.
How many professional sports careers have we seen derailed by substance abuse?
Yeah, I know.
This guy didn't know. I love how you totally dismiss it. Yeah, whatever. No, we can sit here and name 50 guys between drugs and alcohol that could have been something that were never something. This guy has reached the pinnacle of his career.
Yep.
And you're sitting here going, bitch.
I do find, I remember there weren't many, but there was one or two kids I knew growing up that chose not to drink. They still went to the parties, had access to it all, and for whatever reason, they just, I don't know if they were maybe a little scared to try it or what the story was, but they never drank. And I think even now as adults, they're really not big drinkers. They never really developed a taste for it, or they just choose not to. And I don't think it's a religious thing or a moral thing. They just never really got into it.
Clean,
I guess.
Living, Pat.
Well, I mean, but here's the thing. All of this kind of tracks with data we've seen lately.
Like what?
Again, we're talking about Jalen Williams. He's 24 years old. He plays for the Oklahoma City Thunder. Up until 2 days ago, he had never had a sip of alcohol in his life. And his teammates were peer pressuring the hell out of him since he started in Oklahoma City to drink. And he made a deal that if they won the NBA championship, we made this deal in the middle of the season, he would try alcohol for the first time. They did, and he did. He had shots, beer, and champagne. Then a day later, he was seen getting off the bus for the parade, holding two bottles of Moet, the high-end champagne, and two bottles of Don Julio tequila. We've seen several studies that show Gen Z and Gen Alpha drink far less than we did when we were kids. I mean, he's 24 years old. That'd be Gen Z, right, Kimmy?
It's probably getting close. I think it's still Gen Z.
But, I mean, it makes sense that him being of that younger set isn't drinking.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
I would be afraid to drink with that guy, though. I'm thinking as a young adult and being around another young adult who had never drank up until that point, they're not going to know their limit.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to get.
I would fear. Yeah, you don't know how this is going to end. You may feel responsibility to make sure they don't overdo it.
All valid.
But, some people have that switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a completely different person.
And they don't know it yet. They haven't gotten a feel for it.
You mean like a guy that had a shot, a couple of beers and champagne and getting off a bus with two bottles of champagne and two bottles of tequila?
You're a little nervous for that guy.
So the other thing about this story, now it's funny and cute. Yeah. Right? Everyone's laughing at it. You gotta hope to God that this guy doesn't develop some kind of issue. Because if he does,
the story isn't cute anymore.
Not funny. That
championship changed your life, not for the better.
Everyone on that Thunder team is a monster for unlocking this disease inside
this
kid.
That's a good point.
Right? Yeah. So, like, just don't judge people for living a lifestyle that doesn't fit your lifestyle.
This doesn't make sense.
Okay.
And I feel bad for them.
Yeah, you should feel bad for them, says man whose body is shutting down and your face
not
looks like
shutting
that.
Down.
How many pills are you on?
All of them.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Ooh, we may have done something bad.
Yeah?
A jinx.
Uh-oh.
Because yesterday we brought up this place and discussed this new promotion they were doing to bring people back to their restaurant.
Yeah.
And today, they're closed forever.
Damn.
And this story may be less about another chain restaurant closing in our area and more about how this place was able to have this many locations here for as long as they did.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So yesterday, around 6:25,
yeah,
we told you how Buffalo Wild Wings was rolling out an all-you-can-eat app menu to get customers back into the restaurant. And a few hours after we talked about that,
what happened?
They announced they are closing. Well, not the entire chain, just the location on Ridge Road in Greece.
Oh.
That specific location has been open for over a decade.
Yeah.
And the day that we talked about it, hours later... They shut down.
It tanks.
Yeah, forever. So Buffalo Wild Wings has had a presence in Rochester for around 25 years.
Really?
The Henrietta location shut down like 7 years ago. There is a single Buffalo Wild Wings left in our area.
One left.
That is out in Webster.
Yeah.
And no one wants to see a business close.
No.
Right? I mean, people are going to be looking for jobs now. It sucks. That being said, it is pretty amazing that a chain wing restaurant was able to have at one point three locations at the same time in the greater Rochester area. Yeah.
It is. And they advertise like crazy.
I mean, those commercials with the giant buffalo are pretty good.
Yeah, but I mean, they're on constantly.
Well, yeah, because we're constantly watching sports. Yes. Man. Look, I know we're not Buffalo.
Yeah.
But we're pretty particular about our
wings. Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say snobby.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time.
There was a wing time.
Thank you. Where during the pandemic, some places were selling chicken wings at market price like they were lobster.
Yeah.
And B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings, they held our attention.
Yeah.
It's a great place to watch a sporting event. Their commercials, like you said, they sell it right. There's screens everywhere. And if you're looking for a good college football experience, you are not disappointed in that place. But the rise of the chain chicken wing place in general is a little surprising.
Yeah, I thought so, too, because there's a million sports bars that do the same thing.
Thank you.
Like, every town's got them.
Yes. And here's the thing. Buffalo Wild Wings is not the first national chain. We also now have Wingstop in the greater Rochester area.
Oh, I forgot about Wingstop.
In fact, Wingstop opened at the mall in Greece Ridge, which may have actually played a factor in Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, could have. Yeah,
right.
We overwinged.
But like, to your point, every sit-down restaurant in Rochester offers their version of wings.
Mm-hmm.
Every chain pizza place offers their wings. Then you have places like KFC, Dave's Hot Chicken, Popeyes, the national chicken places.
You can get them at the grocery store.
Yeah.
Hot.
Okay, well.
But you can.
No, I mean.
I know you're a snob, but you can go to Tops or Wegmans and get chicken wings.
Oh, no, I mean, they exist.
They're
not,
delicious.
They're, okay.
Quality.
No, they would be good in any other city.
They're good in this city, buddy.
No, they're not good. No, they're good, but compared to the other stuff, they're not.
You sound like some snob on a travel channel. Let me tell you something. Where I get my wings, we go to...
You know you're doing an impression of yourself, right?
Like, he's just talking like him.
I know.
I mean, Kimmy, am I wrong?
What about...
Well, she's the wing queen.
I mean, like, what in particular are you...
Wegman's wings.
Oh, no. He's not wrong.
You're out.
Again, they're not bad, but, like, if I'm going to order wings, like, I want them extra crispy. I want, like, that...
Tell them.
At the buffet when it's sitting out there?
No, they got the guys at the pizza.
The guy in the bag of the pizza. No, it's not.
Oh, boy. Wing boy.
It's not this. They're just, it's fine. Like, okay. You can enjoy them. Here's the thing.
Like, everybody,
you don't even
orders,
eat them.
Yeah, and everybody, when they get wings, like, they kind of order them a certain way based on their own preference, whereas, mm-hmm. like, you can't really do that so much with the grocery store wings.
No, but, like, with this discussion,
yeah.
right, we're having about Wegmans and Tops mm-hmm. in particular. Like, those chain places... The chain pizza places, KFC, Popeyes. I always wonder who in this town orders their wings from those spots.
Yeah, whenever I see that on a menu, I'm like, what is the percentage of people that come to this place and order chicken wings here? Again, in this town especially.
Yeah, because I get like in, you know, Gary, Indiana or, you know.
You're going out for wings.
But they probably have wing places too, like all over the country.
Yeah, but we do it like really good. We're known for chicken
wings.
Yeah,
I mean, it started here. Yeah, I get it.
You know, it's like. Philly cheesesteaks. Like, we have places here that do Philly cheesesteaks really good. Philly Steakout is an amazing steak place, right? But I'm not going to get snobby about getting a Philly cheesesteak sandwich from a DeBella's or, like, a sit-down yeah. restaurant or right. something like that. Whereas if I'm in Philly and I walk into Applebee's and I get their version of a Philly cheesesteak, yeah. someone's going to spit right in my
face.
Oh,
it's delicious. They probably, do the research.
It probably is. Just not when you
They send those yeah. guys down to Philly to study.
At the Philly Applebee's?
Yeah, they send them across the street.
Like, if I went to Philly, yeah. if we went to Philly... Yeah. And we went to Applebee's, yeah. and I ordered a Philly cheesesteak in Applebee's. You would laugh in my face.
Yeah, of course I would.
That is the same thing as ordering wings from Wegmans or Popeyes here. No? Am I wrong? 252-WCMF? And, like, we're not even talking about, we haven't even gotten to what? The dedicated wing places, like Sales or Country Suite
yeah.
or Chicken Out or Chick Magnet here mm-hmm. in Rochester. We Does are
Chicken Out do wings?
Yeah, they do wings.
I did not know that.
Yeah. You get tendies, you can get wings, you can get yeah, a full chicken.
Look at that.
Damn, a full chicken.
Okay, I did. It takes a little longer because I got excited because I found out they did full chickens, full fried chicken.
Oh.
Okay.
And then they were like, that'll be half an hour. I was like,
I don't want to wait that long.
I just want it now.
Yeah, like, but even with like those fried chicken places, like I'm going for like the tendies. Like I'm going for like their signature thing. I'm probably not even ordering wings from there.
Understood. Yeah. But I'm going to imagine that their wings are going to be
oh,
better
yeah.
than
Oh, yeah. Great. They're chicken people.
Oh, look who's back all of a sudden. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, is that the popular opinion? I'll talk about that one now. Look at that. Here's how you know local wings are unbelievably good.
How?
Again, 252-WCMF, literally hours after we talk about Buffalo Wild Wings bringing back their all-you-can-eat app menu, they announced the location in Greece is closed forever. Ooh. There is only one location left. It's in Webster. But Buffalo Wild Wings has had a Rochester presence for around 25 years, which doesn't make a lot of sense based on how snobby we are about our wings. Rochester's wings are so good.
How good are they?
Local guys like grillers, cookers at home, we'll never try to argue their wings are better than other places.
Ooh, you don't think?
I've never heard that come out of a guy's mouth. Mm. I will hear that their burgers are better, that their pizza is better than some places. I have never heard a man try to argue that his wings are better than wing places.
I don't know how many people cook home wings. Like, they do them just on the grill?
You can grill them.
Well, yeah, do people smoke them sometimes?
You can do that. Yeah. The air fryer has revolutionized your ability to make wings.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, my dad... He bought three separate deep fryers because he kept leaving them outside and breaking them. He used to do his own wings.
Oh, wow.
And they weren't bad.
Yeah.
But it's not what you get around here.
Okay.
Plus, I don't really trust my dad with raw chicken.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Especially when, once again, he would leave the oil in the bucket outside and it would destroy the fryer, so he would have to go buy a whole new fryer. But, I mean, that's how you know you got to lock down. When no guy is willing to try and stand up and be like, my wings are better than XYZ... Because guys brag about everything.
That's true, especially with the grill.
I don't know. I've met a few who would make the argument.
Okay. You know, Ben brings up a good point here.
Yeah.
He writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. He says, it's interesting because two Buffalo-based wing places have been in the greater Rochester area. Duff's failed in Henrietta, but Bar Bill is going strong in Webster. Let's not forget about the fail of Anchor Bar
as
well.
Yeah.
It seems like even the difference between wings we have here in Rochester and wings we have here in Buffalo keeps us.
And people were dying to get the Anchor here. That was like their big thing.
Sure. Are you trying to sound cool? I've never heard anyone call it the Anchor.
Yeah, everybody calls the anchor.
Nobody
the
anchor. Every in anchor. The history the anchor, of men anchor. And women
Jeff.
Have called it the anchor.
They were going to put one in the Quait.
Are you heading down to the anchor?
Down there to Quait.
But even the anchor bar in Buffalo, like there's only one, right? Like that never.
I think
there's one
there
in the airport.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You're the worst person ever. You always bring up to like.
They're going to the airport.
Hey, you know, you can get Picasso's pizza at a stadium.
I think it's at the airport in Buffalo.
I kind of thought the draw of the anchor bar, like, yes, obviously they have good wings, but it was more like this is the place where it all started.
No, there's definitely two anchor bars. There's one near the airport. Apparently there's one in the airport.
I think there's one in the airport.
And there's one downtown. There may be more.
Is that the original one?
I'm talking about
where the lady invented it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. And by the way, don't say the anchor did it because Duff's also insists they invented the Buffalo.
Yeah, I was going to say, because if you talk to people from Buffalo or lived in Buffalo, like, they'll argue like those aren't the best wings in Buffalo even. Right.
Yeah,
they get snobby about
people
it.
People get really pissed off. Like there's this, oh God, what's the place that everybody loves and I had it and I was like, God damn. Wing Nuts. Have you heard of this place?
No.
It's near UB. Whatever my daughter has hockey out there, we stop at this place. Holy crap. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Anchor Bar.
They're all good.
Duff's.
It's just,
this Wing Nuts. Wait,
how can it be that much better?
Bro,
what's in it?
It's crispy. Like they do like a crispy, soft thing with the wings. Holy crap.
All right.
Bro, it was like life-changing. It was like what those Mormon girls were trying to do to my family yesterday, except with chicken wings. Like,
all they had to do was bring you some chicken wings.
Ooh.
My eyes were open, man. Like, I will never not go. If I am ever in the UB area, I will always be stopping.
What's it called? Wing Nuts?
Wing Nuts.
All right. Nuts.
Wing Nuts. With an S.
Okay.
We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Dan writes us, Kimmy, is there a way to turn off Tommy's mic when you talk about food? I get unreasonably angry listening to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's stupid, and he's ugly.
I just don't like, I don't want to be sticky. That's another thing. I can't like do like a road trip wing.
Well, how many road trip wings?
How do you? I want to bathe after.
Yeah, you're not going to bring wings in the car. That's like the least convenient.
People
food
do
to eat
though.
On a road trip.
I've never seen anyone eat a chicken wing in a car.
You don't think there's fat guys winging in a car?
I mean,
are you
maybe,
kidding me?
But I would think that's not your.
I also just don't
want to
be. I want to wash up.
You are such.
Well,
a...
they give you the wet naps.
That never gets my face right.
So, do you eat any messy foods with your hands?
There's one thing
I don't attack because
I love it. It's sloppy, but it's delicious.
What's that?
A chili. I like chili. I like a good bowl of chili.
You eat chili with your hands?
Well, scooping it up, you know? Gets all over me.
Stop talking, Kimmy! Stop!
Or PetSmart. Sloppy, sloppy, sloppy.
Kimmy, the one thing that sucks about having so many good local wing places, you're not Kimmy. Is when you have people over to order wings, it will create kind of a conflict.
Oh, like you have at a party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody has a slightly different personal preference.
Wait, but if you're at somebody's house and they just have wings, you're going to throw in your preference?
Well, you got to get at least two. If you're ordering for a group, you have to get at least two different kinds of wings.
Why can't you just get the standard wings and that's it?
Because some people like super hot wings. Some people
You can't adjust your wing taste for the night?
Well, some people like the sweet.
I can't do super spicy.
So, like, there are some, I mean, it's become standard. There's, like, five wings standard at every place now.
They took it too far.
Mild, hot, sweet and sour, garlic parm, and then some weird one.
There's always, like, a house wing wherever you're going.
I go house. There's the party. There's the goddamn wing.
You haven't had a chicken wing in 20 years. Shut up.
I've had wings.
Don't make me go back to Dan, who said you were ugly and stupid, and you make him unreasonably angry. No, seriously, when's the last time you had a chicken wing?
Oh, God, it's been years.
20 years?
No, it hasn't been 20 years.
Well, can you tell me, because I'm going to go with 20 unless you can tell me a specific date you had it. You can't.
I know we've had it like Super Bowl. We've had them. So I want to say it's probably 10 years.
You haven't had a chicken wing in a decade.
Probably.
And you're going to sit here.
That's amazing.
In your little boy pants. Try and tell me.
I want them to stay little.
You can have a chicken
wing. They don't appeal to me.
Okay.
I don't want sticky face.
Let's take a break.
What?
No, I don't have it in me today.
No, I do not want a sticky, icky face.
Uh-huh.
Dripping. Ickiness.
This is a do-your-own-joke period of the show now, everybody listening.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.